Okay, Robert.
Hey, Josh. I'm sorry, man. I'm driving right now. I'm trying to find my wife. Her phone is not connecting. She's not back yet. She should have been.
Oh, no. She's in trouble. Yeah.
I don't. Seriously, it's unlike her. I'm really worried. So.
Yeah, I was getting a little worried myself. I was like, what's going on with this guy?
Yeah. Type 1 diabetic, and she's got one eye, you know, so, like, driving a truck is bigger than what she should be driving. It's foggy as can be here right now. So.
You know, it's crazy you say that, Robert, because the first driving lesson I ever got was because of my mom's diabetic neuropathy kicking in when we were on the highway, and she couldn't feel her foot. And I was about 14 years old, and she goes, you're going to have to drive us home. And we're on the side of the highway. Yeah. And she's like, it's real easy. You just put it in driving. Yeah.
I grew up with that, but it was more because my mom was a drunk. So I'd have to drive us home.
It's highly
not like her. And I don't, you know, she's been type 1 diabetic for going on 30 years now. So, I don't know. I got a gut feeling something's not right. So.
Yeah, that's not good. That doesn't sound good at all.
Yeah. So just bear with me, man. She sounded pretty excited about it. Actually, even sounded like through her ex job, she knew of you guys because she was kind of in charge of some of the marketing there.
Okay.
She got coordinated with people. And
yeah, we've been around for 20 years. That wouldn't surprise me none if she.
Yeah. And she said her boss or something it mentioned you guys. I don't know. I remember the context of the conversation. But she was in a hurry for a doctor's appointment I didn't know she had.
Okay. Hopefully everything's going well. Maybe just the doctor's appointment's going over and they're kind of updating her on some stuff. Type 1,
right.
I mean, type 1 is where sometimes she needs insulin, huh?
No, type 1 is she dies without insulin. She's on the insulin pump.
She has a pump. Okay, yeah. So my mom was type 2, where she had to get those shots. She would check it, that's bad,
I call it a pump, but it's not like the traditional pumps. It's like these modern technology ones that hook to your phone and monitors, and then it pumps insulin in, but they've been, like, not acting right. She's been getting defective ones, and so... Yeah,
can cause a lot of pancreas pain. It's probably good that she's in there. They're probably trying to figure out something to make sure everything's okay, you know, because you don't want to be living in pain, too, if that pump's not working properly, and then you just get these horrible pains in your, like, almost your upper stomach area below the chest. And that's just you get bad.
Our son's autistic. He's 26, lives at home, so we're all on the Life360 app. And it shows her, like, right at the intersection of my neighborhood, and, like, her phone is dead. It's not, you know, I just got a gut feeling something's not right.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right, too. I thought she was just at the doctor's office maybe a little too long. But you're saying she was on the way home, and then something happened.
Yeah, that's my soulmate. We've been together for 17 years, so, I mean, when I... get a feeling it's usually not wrong. I found her in a ditch one night because she had their triggers about so high, and she couldn't. We were out in Dunkin' during COVID, and there's no stores anywhere close, and she couldn't get any orange juice. And so she got, and then the truck ran out of gas, or it was dark, she couldn't see, and she got lost. And I saw her pass over, and I tried to call, but the service was really terrible out there. And so she got out of the truck and tried to walk, I stayed up until daylight, and I saw a bunch of ambulances and stuff go by, and so I jumped in the car and followed them, and sure enough, it was her laying in the ditch. So, and that was just 2.5 years ago, you know. So, and then about 6 years ago, she was on a ventilator for 3 weeks, almost died, caught the flu, got a staph infection in both of her lungs.
Jesus.
The tubes in her lungs, ran 108 fever, I mean, the whole time for 3 weeks.
She's a fighter, huh?
So,
through. That's crazy, though. That does not sound good at all. I'm praying for you, brother. I mean, I hope you're heading towards that intersection. That's all. You know.
Yeah, I mean, that was right on my house. Like, I could walk to it. So,
you're out there?
Yeah, I'm just driving around Del City. It's small, you know, and I drove by the doctor's office. The truck's not there, so. So I don't know. It's almost like her phone died right as she was leaving. and she just doesn't let her phone die, you know, I mean, because of our autistic son. So
yeah, well, I'm wondering, maybe, you know, women hope think positive, you know, maybe she stopped at like a liquor store or something, or a grocery store.
I hope
store.
Not. God dang, I hope you didn't stop at a liquor store.
grocery store. Maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe it's just getting supplies or something. The phone's dead.
It never ends well when she ends up at a liquor store.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said it that way. doesn't end good for me either.
For either one of us.
Yeah,
for
I had to give it up. It's tough when it gets cold, it's better.
Well, I mean, she's almost 50, and I'm 45, you know, so it's like, you know, we learned long ago it doesn't end well, so, but, you know, sometimes when things just aren't going well, that's what happens, you know, and it's I don't want
to go outside the city lines, you know, I mean.
Yeah, it's a small city, so.
Yeah, I was actually looking it up on the map right now. I'm like, it ain't too many places she could be. It looks like it's only about a 6-block stretch, 6x2. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and the crazy thing is, you know, my ex-partner, he's that other company or whatever, his store is in Moore, but on his page it says servicing Del City, which is where I live. That's like,
trying to stick you in the side.
Yeah. And, but I do know that, before she left, she briefly, like I said, looked over that and sounded like, you know, pretty positive.
Maybe she's at Sam's Club or Target or something.
I appreciate the optimism, and I wish you'd make me feel about it.
I'm more worried about that, you know. I mean, people are more important than the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, saying, you know, sometimes being as business driven as I am, I don't, you know, like I put it before her, and like I listen to her, and I start to realize that's the case, and I just don't. You know, I'm trying to involve her in everything as much as possible, and you know, that's the only reason you're getting put off, or I'd make the decision, because in the previous, you know, 15 years, I would have just pulled the trigger, you know, without even asking, and she made it pretty well known that she didn't feel included, and you know, rightfully so, and so I've been trying to include her, and now at the same time, I'm starting to feel like not only am I worried about her, but now it's hindering an opportunity, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I'm more concerned with her. I've already put the position on a hold throughout the day because I was planning on, you know, I was assuming she was going to look at it and she would say, hey, yeah, let's do this, you know.
I assume that's going to be the case. You know, that's like I said, she was excited with the first people, but they were just like astronomically expensive, and I don't think they were worth it because they weren't offering anything more than you or the others were, you know.
Yeah.
And
well,
so,
I mean, it's always going to be worth it. I mean, obviously you want the overhead as low as possible, but if you weigh out the return on investment compared to what you're spending, even at, I think you said they quoted you $350 or something. I mean, it's still worth it at $350. We had guys.
That was the people earlier today, but about 3 weeks ago, Ignite had called, and they were partnering with Google, and they wanted like $5,000 down and like $700 a month.
Oh, okay, yeah,
so,
that's crazy. That's a bit excessive.
And,
they're doing too much at that point.
And she was actually considering them, and so, you know, I think, you know, when she sees that you guys offer the exact same thing.
Yeah,
you know,
we can get you all the way into Oklahoma City and surrounding areas, too. It's not just Del City.
I just pulled back into my house, and she's here, so hallelujah.
Oh,
so,
hallelujah.
Let me get in there and talk with her, and then, you know, can we reconvene first thing in the morning?
I mean, they were asking me to follow up with you because I had it on a hold all day, so that's why I called you a couple times in a row. I was really happy you called back in.
Yeah, I just know it's getting late, and I just don't want to, you know.
No, check on her, make sure she's doing good, and then we get out of here in 20 minutes. I mean, I could soft hold it, and I could circle back with you tomorrow. Is 9:30 okay, or is that too early?
I'm up. I did construction for 25 years. I'm up at 4 a.m. No matter if I go to bed.
Yeah, I'm up with the sun too. But just double checking. I get in here at 7, so I would just I thought that would be too early.
never too early for me. It's just I like to get up early and get at peace, you know, a little bit of time to meditate.
Right.
Just, you know, be quiet.
I like to get a deep breath.
Yeah.
I'm not the same person. You'd be like, who is this guy?
I mean, matter of fact, if you wake me up, because I can't go back to sleep, I get like kind of mean and vicious.
Yeah,
and
like,
I don't mean to be. It's just my brain's misfiring.
I got babies at home, and I have that conversation every night. They jump on me, wake me up, and I'm a bear. Yeah, I'm a bear. I got work in the morning.
Yeah, you can be my biggest thing, and it's like, you don't care. I got to work. I got to provide for this. You know, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to sleep in.
Yeah, and then,
2 o'clock.
And then five minutes later, I'm like, I'm sorry. I was
good. Yeah. Hindsight's always like that, you know? It's just a baby.
I appreciate your patience, and I appreciate your concern, man.
No, I'm looking forward to working with you. I think we can make this work. It'll turn into a long-term solution where I'll have to get to know both of you anyway, so it's no rush, you know? I just don't want to lose the position. That's the only thing.
Yeah, where I'm at, you know? Yeah, that's where I'm at. So,
okay.
All right, man, that's why I want to make sure I called you regardless of what was going on.
No, yeah, I appreciate that. That lets me know that it's a priority for you too, you know? And if I didn't hear back from you, I would have just told them, hey, you know, open it back up first thing in the morning and start calling out on it. But I'll circle back with you at 9:30 tomorrow, and we'll just rock and roll, take it from there. If she has any questions, write them down. We'll make sure we get them addressed tomorrow before we move forward.
Yeah, I believe in divine intervention, man, and I just don't think it was coincidence that you called, you know, like right after I talked to him.
I mean,
that's
right. Yeah, that's what I was telling everybody here. I'm like, trust me with this guy. They're already looking into it, you know, just give me some time to talk to him. So every time I did a call back and I didn't get an answer, they were kind of looking at me like, why are you still holding this listen? Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to make sure I called back. But at the time I was driving and I almost, because I was so in my head, I almost hit rear into somebody. And so I just decided to pull over and give you a call.
Stay safe out there. Make sure the other half's okay. Enjoy your evening and then we'll go over it in the morning, okay?
Thanks, brother. I appreciate you.
All right. You're welcome.
I look forward to
Likewise. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.